nobody in the crowd. So
my heart's still pounding. Still pounding.
Yeah, we do have two letters
okay. In
opposition to those. So, Scott, can you zoom out? And so how would you get to the home, like if you were a nightly rental? You would go?
Turn on Candlestick.
Okay.
Right next to the storage units. And I think this is the sleep center. Of course, this is the auto body.
Then
you turn right on Carter, then right on Mount Branson Drive, to left on Bellevue.
And my driveway is the very first one on
there. First driveway on Bellevue, correct.
Yeah.
So zoning-wise, you pass all the C2, except now you have R1 on the right, and then turns into R1.
Scott, do you have the location of the where the people live that sent the letters about?
Do you have an address on them there? I mean, one of them just came in this afternoon, and I was out, and Marla put it in the packet.
Oh, you mean that?
150 Bellevue.
That's the application, I believe.
That's it, okay.
399 Jasmine.
So 399 Jasmine is here. So
up there.
Bellevue doesn't access Jasmine. Jasmine, you have to access up by the Tentone. And then come down. So here's your 399 Jasmine Drive. And the other one was where?
It's the property behind hers, I think.
It is, yeah. They're there 6
445.
Weeks. 445. And we're there 6 weeks.
Yeah.
They kind
here
of
six,
rotate
gone
out.
Gone 6, here 6, gone 6, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 5.5 acres adjoining on the east side.
Is there any other rentals up there?
No, I didn't. We haven't had any permits up there. No permits for any. I didn't look to see if there's any others going, but
your second home is in the community?
It's in Walnut Shade. So we both work at the hospital. So I mean, we're right down the street all the time. So, well, not all the time. We don't live there, but we are close.
You don't frown if you leave the hospital.
Oh, I don't know. We've had issues with kids where we've had to before, so, but yeah.
Well, the unusual thing about this is you go through commercial space to get almost to the property, but it is, you know, within a residential subdivision. So there's no homes developed across the street from you?
So you'll see it has all the wood. You know, so, but no. And then you have, like, the back of, I think it's Lakeside Tire. There's a glass place. Then you've got the White Oak Station. And then, of course, the storage units are right there. And then there's the house behind it. So...
Scott, isn't there three or four residents on this particular street?
One, two, three, four.
Four.
And then vacant lots to the west.
Here again, we're back to residential subdivision.
Yeah.
That area has some commercial application on it. It's a lot smaller house. I don't see a high traffic count interfere with anybody. And we've got the rules we had before for this.
Did you talk to any of the other four neighbors? Have you visited?
No, I wasn't able to reach any of them. Yeah, I think so. I think one of them has like a RV in the back that I think would be occupied from time to time, but I would assume that's just family, but I don't know that. I think the actual structure, home structure is always occupied. Pretty much kept to myself.
This is a county-maintained road. We took it in a few years ago, and the gentleman that lives at the end, we worked with him to acquire a turnaround to meet the Taney County requirements for acceptance. So,
is that what this is?
But it is a residential small subdivision. So.
We've been doing that for 2 years. We've got our guidelines now.
So what if it was not a nightly and it was more of a long-term but not a permanent thing?
You're not required to. I'm required to.
So if you guys deny me, I can still set it for weekly or monthly? Okay.
30 days or more. Our nightly rental definition, any rent contract less than 30 days is considered nightly rental. So if it's 30 days or more for one, you know, contract, then no, you don't have to come through for that permit.
If it were for a travel nurse for 3 days a week and blocked out only for those 3 days a week for that specific travel nurse for that 4 weeks, would that still qualify?
Well, if you're...
Contract, I don't want to lose my house.
Yeah. If your contract was for more than 30 days, however long they stayed within that time period is up to them.
Okay.
Then your contract would be.
And what you would charge for that, too, would be up to you.
Yeah, and what you're going to charge.
Anything else? Or are we ready to make a motion based on the information before us of an R1 residential home adjacent to a commercial zoned area?
Can you bring up the layer that shows commercial and residential? These are all listed R1, I believe, aren't they?
Yeah. The homes are, yeah.
The darker green is commercial areas.
Correct. That's all C2.
But these are residential. So.
Correct.
All right. Again, until you had your code amendment, nightly rental was allowed in R1 with conditions.
Right.
I'm not big on nightly rentals in the residential neighborhoods. That's why we have done what we did. But, you know, based on the rules we're in effect, we should file for this. We've got some commercial application, we've got big roads, we've got a little house. Setting back from the road, it's not right up on the road like that larger home was the other night. And I'm not big on it, but I'm going to make a motion to approve. Good. Boys can figure it out.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so we've got a motion and a second to approve the application. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 4-3. Four opposed, three.
Oh, so 3-4.
3-4.
Okay, and then the reasons that it was denied in case she wants to appeal?
Compatibility with a residential neighborhood.
If I do the monthly, I don't have to do the sprinkler system.
Correct. Now, you do have an opportunity to, there's a board of adjustments if you want to appeal the process, and you'd come before another commission. So Scott's office can help you out with that if you're wanting to consider that.
So I'm understanding that it's a no-go tonight. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we can try what the monthly. And if that does not work, then I can come before again and maybe reapply. Is that, or is it just the appeal? I just want to make sure I understand.
You would have the appeal process here with Taney County, then there's other...
For 90 days.
For 90 days.
90 okay. days from tonight, you can appeal this decision.
Okay.
After that, there's been a zoning amendment that would not allow you to even apply again.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there... Yep.
Okay.
How's your heart?
It's slowing down. Thank you.
Okay, next we have 428 Happy Hollow Road, Blue Eye.
Okay, Bradley and Tracy Young are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing two-bedroom, single-family home located at 428 Happy Hollow. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the two-bedroom home is on Lot 27, located in the Williams Point subdivision. Currently, the property has a single-family home built in 2016. The property is served by a shared well for water and a shared on-site septic system. The applicant, due to parking and the septic system, is going to... He's asking to limit it to four occupants, which would be like a one-bedroom. So we either limit it to four occupants or limit it as a one-bedroom. So, again, our staff recommendations, and I haven't changed that, it will be for four persons. That's where I have possibly limit the number of occupants to four per the septic systems, and he's voluntarily done that. So for four, you will need parking space for two. Again, the on-site septic system be upgraded or evidenced, and I think that you have evidence that shows its size for four occupants from Taney County Environmental Services. So... I think we know where Happy Hollow is. Of course, this is Stone County. Your Long Creek Bridge is at the bottom, just out of the picture. This just shows some of the other subdivision. There's lots of little subdivisions down there. Williams Point, First Edition, Williams Point, Hidden Valley, Persimmon Hollow, Hidden Valley. This is just a subdivision layer. Here's the zoning layer. These are special use approvals. There was one to the north in 2017, and then one to the south in 2018. Again, those were the special use nightly rental approvals. Just some photos. And this shows the road to the north. Turn around the road to the south. Seems close, but the existing garage was real close to the property line. So that was a non-conforming legal structure because it was built a long time ago. And here's the two structures. You can see part of the shared septic system, the lateral fields down below. And then just a picture from the backside. And with that, I'd turn it over to an applicant.
Hello.
Well, I'm Josh Young. I'm
Brad Young's son.
Coming up to spend the weekend at the lake and do a little fishing with him. So figured stay an extra day, try to help out with this. It sounds like it might be a little bit of an uphill battle. That's okay. I understand completely. I just want to give like a little bit of just kind of background, just kind of in general. I 1,000% understand concerns with like abusing Airbnb because I think it was supposed to be like airbed and breakfast or whatever it is. It's like you're sharing your own home. You're just trying to offset a little of your cost. But it kind of morphed into this nasty thing of you get people who have like multiple houses and they're like, oh yeah, let's just get a quick buck, and something, and that creates a pretty dangerous incentive.